Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
It's nestled in the foothills of the Dublin Mountains and is a hive of science, adventure and learning. It's 112,000 square foot and it's a year since it reopened after COVID. I'm talking about the Explorium Science Immersion Museum in Ballantyre. It's already the ninth most visited fee-charging tourist site in Ireland and aims to become the nationally recognised children's science centre. But it was a long bureaucratic journey to reopen, and now there's talk of a rival city centre museum as well. Charlie Kelly is the owner and managing director of Explorium and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Charlie.
Morning, Joe.
Tell us what kids and adults alike can expect when they go to Explorium.
Well, Explorium, as you say, is a large facility. We have three business centres within the facility. We have Junior Explorium, which caters for our young visitors from the age of 2 to 7, which has over 100 interactive attractions and an outdoor play centre with one of the best outdoor slides I think many of the kids that have ever seen.
My 11-year-old Sean will vouch for that, by the way.
Good, good. And then we have our science, our main science centre, which we've over 250 interactive attractions. Plus we have an auditorium that seats 120 visitors. And then we have our Tesla show, our Cool It experience.
Nothing to do with the brand, the car brand.
Nothing to do with Nikola Tesla, the event, one of the original inventors of electricity. So it's all about the history of electricity. And we put on live show, which creates lightning to music. It's a very impressive experience for anybody who's been there.
Why did it take so long after lockdowns were lifted to get back open?
Well, the lockdown was probably lifted mid-22, and then after 22, we were a bit cautious because everything we have in Explorium is very much interactive. So touch, feel.
Hands-on.
So with COVID still floating around, we weren't, fully committed till we were sure it was gone. Then we thought about reopening, and then we started going to the business world looking at what we need to do to reopen. First question you ask is insurance. And it's hard enough to get insurance at the best of times. But the quotes we've been given, the only quote, because there's only one operator in the UK markets that will insure a facility of our nature.
So nothing in Ireland? No. In Ireland.
I had to go to Lloyd's of London for insurance.
Wow.
And the quotes that we were getting just made it prohibitive. But as we kept knocking on the door, things improved. And eventually we got to a situation where we could reopen. But, we had other ideas and approaches about the facility and the building. But myself and my partner were fully committed to reopening a science attraction, which is badly needed in Dublin, in Leinster and in Ireland.
And you're working with universities as well.
We have a great collaboration currently with UCD, which it has proved great success. On a regular basis, they're sending up researchers who are doing shows and presentations and demonstrations for the visitors here on all sorts of various research works and pieces. Mm. Plus, last year, we had a collaboration with 3 or 4 of the universities where we took on 12 interns and we operated with them over the summer. And we did an internship on science communication, which is a badly needed part of their degree qualification, which was a great success. And we're hoping to bring that in play again this summer.
Brilliant. There is rival movement to establish a city centre science museum, especially for younger people. That would be really bad for your business if it went ahead. But is there any chance of it going ahead?
Well, it's been on the cards for 20 years. So it's been a long running saga. And there's a commitment from...
That's nearly as long as Metrolink.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's hard to know what's going to happen with it, to be honest. But there is a commitment or a contract in play that the government has to deliver a science centre in the city centre on the site of the National Concert Hall, which is very questionable if it's supposed to be a children's science centre. Because the first question we take maybe 40,000 children visiting on school tours every year. And the first question is, when a teacher looks at a book, is, can you park the bus? And, as I speak, there's probably 10 buses pulling into Explorium today. And I can't imagine where they're going to park in the city centre. But if it goes ahead, it's very questionable. It's on a very confined site. And
why would they not give it to you guys, since you're already there and you're right beside a motorway?
We're doing our best. We're trying to collaborate. We've put proposals.
Who would decide that? The science minister?
We don't really know. That's the million-dollar question. Who makes the decision? The government, we've led to believe, and we've seen the chair of the OPW basically says he's got a contract that he has to deliver and has to build a science centre. And they've had two arbitration processes with the Irish Children's Museum Limited, And the government have now had to have to honour those contracts and deliver a science centre.
Okay.
So I would think it's the Children's Science Centre who will make the decision if they want to force a government to honour the contract.
But that they could be leaned on by a minister, couldn't they?
Possibly, yeah. And like we have tried to engage with the charity and we have made progress in recent times. So we wait and see, you know. But as far as we're concerned, we're up and running. We have a phenomenal facility, world class.
200,000 visitors?
270,000 in our first year since reopening. The first year we opened in 2019, we had 230,000 visitors. So, you know, there's a huge demand and need for a facility of this nature.
The CSO, the official statistician, said that there was a huge drop in tourist numbers into Ireland at the start of the year. Did you get that sense? Because that seems to conflict with what Tourism Ireland and Fáilte Ireland are telling us.
Again, it's hard to say what level of our visitors are actually tourists.
All right.
Because our location is very difficult in terms of access. You know, we're stuck with a couple of poor bus routes servicing the centres. So I would say if maybe
it's
five...
It's ideal for people with cars, but not ideal for people without cars.
Yeah, so we get... Any tourists are coming up, they're having to get taxis.
Right.
So I would say maybe only 10% of our visitors are tourists, but it's something we're really going after. We're working now with Fáilte Ireland. There's plans in play to bring Dublin Mountains as a major tourist attraction. There's talk of using our base as a foothill into the Dublin Mountains. So there's lots of prospects and potential for the Dublin Mountains and for Exploring to be used as a facility for tourism.
But you're not getting a sense that there's a 30% fall off in tourist numbers.
Not really. We're only open a year. We're only back in business. So the sense of tourism and where the footfall's really coming from. But we do get tourists, you know, from all over the world. And again, they're blown away what they see when they arrive. You know, we're comparable to any of the science centres in any of the cities around the world.
What do you charge?
Various, depends. It starts from a fiver right up to €30. So a fiver for an adult to go into the Junior Explorium, right up to €30 for an individual into science. We've climbing walls, we've VR experiences, we've AR experiences with like €15. So it's a whole range of offer in terms of the facility.
Well, best of luck with it, Charlie. That's Charlie Kelly, the founder and boss of Explorium Science and Adventure Museum.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.